This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Listeners of this podcast may remember Pastor Tony Spell, a pastor who has been arrested multiple times over the last couple months for violating multiple state laws, including everything from social distancing guidelines to aggravated assault to violating his parole. Now Spell is arguing that he, in fact, is the victim here, and he's suing the state of Louisiana over it. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In March, the governor of Louisiana issued an executive order disallowing gatherings of large crowds in order to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. As a result of the rules, many churches switched to a live stream-only service model, which are fully allowed, in order to continue to meet as a community. But Pastor Tony Spell, who pastors Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, did not heed those orders. In defiance of limits on crowds of 10 or more, Spell hosted multiple church services of more than 500 and 1,000 people. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault after backing a church bus into reverse to allegedly attack a protester. He repeatedly refused to submit to a judge's rules, which got him placed under house arrest and fitted with an ankle bracelet, which then got him re-arrested again after he left his home to go preach at another church service that had more than 10 people. He even went on Facebook and live-streamed himself preaching and breaking house arrest for good measure. Then, following his arrest, his church inundated the phone lines of the local police station with so many calls that 911 calls were not able to be received, putting the lives of the citizens of his entire community at risk. But now Spell is pushing back. He is suing Louisiana state and local officials for threats and harassments, according to the Associated Press. The Advocate reports that Spell claims his phone was tapped, a spy camera was placed in his home, and that he was followed. The agencies named in Spell's lawsuit have completely denied his allegations. Spell says he is being religiously discriminated against and says that the limit on gatherings of more than 10 people violates his rights to freedom of religion and freedom of speech. He is being represented by former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore and Jeffrey Wittenbrink of Baton Rouge, according to the Associated Press. In a statement, Governor John Bel Edwards' executive counsel said, "As both a lawyer and a man of strong faith, Governor Edwards carefully issued his stay-at-home order to put in reasonable mitigation measures that allowed for worship while still protecting the public's health." It is unclear how Spell's lawsuit will pan out at this moment, but in the meantime, we encourage listeners to continue to follow whatever laws and guidelines your state has put into effect as a way of showing honor to God-appointed authorities and showing love to the physically vulnerable in your community. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories just like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.